Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 25. Salve a tutti e benvenuti. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
E io sono Ela.
Allora, siamo molto contenti di essere qua ancora una volta con voi.
Sì, certamente.
Allora, come state ragazze? Francesca, come stai?
Sì, bene, bene, grazie, tutto ok.
Ayla, come stai?
Sto benissimo.
Oh, e dove sei andata?
Sono andata a Londra.
Oh, e con chi sei andata a Londra?
Ci sono andata con un amico.
Mm. Ah, è interessante. E chi è questo amico?
È il mio ragazzo.
Ok, perché non ci hai detto niente, Ayla?
Perché siete troppo curiosi.
Noi siamo curiosi, Mark.
Tu sei curiosa.
No, sono un po' protettiva e basta. Ayla, quando siete tornati?
Siamo tornati ieri sera.
Oh, mamma mia, sono preoccupata.
Oh dear, that's not the way I expected this lesson to begin. But anyway, it's interesting because you've asked lots of questions there, Francesca.
Did
as
I?
Normal. Yeah, as normal. You always ask a lot of questions. And question words are exactly what we're going to be talking about in this lesson. Funny we should mention that, eh? We are going to be looking at some question words. And if you like, this lesson is all you ever need to know about Italian question words. I think that's probably the best way to describe this lesson.
Sì, buona idea.
Okay, so we'll start with our presentation as usual, and then we'll be back with Ayla when we'll be asking her fewer questions about her private life and more questions about Italian. Va bene?
Oh no! Va bene, mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Allora, Francesca, parliamo degli interrogativi.
Sì, sì.
The question words. There are lots of question words in Italian. And what I think we should do in this presentation section is just basically go through them and give some examples of every question word we can think of.
Okay, and we've already seen a lot of them in season one and indirectly in season two as well.
But sometimes it's a good idea to kind of bring everything together.
Yes.
And go through, in a sense, go through what we know and tighten up things.
Sì, sono d'accordo.
Let's begin with, what's the first one that you would like to mention?
I think come, because it's the very first interrogative we learn.
Absolutely. So we would ask, how are you called? How do you call yourself?
Sì, come ti chiami?
Or how are you?
Come stai?
Okay. And then also something else happens with come when it's followed by the verb essere.
Sì. E instead of saying come è, we can join them together with the apostrophe and just say com'è.
Com'è. So,
ad esempio, com'è la casa di Sergio.
What's Sergio's casa like? What's Sergio's house like?
Sì.
So we're not always translating come as how, but sometimes as what. It just depends on the context.
Sì, esatto.
So think when you're going from English into Italian, think what is the context and how would I Italianify that question? How is the house of Sergio? Com'è la casa di Sergio?
Esatto, sì.
Okay.
And come on its own, it's a useful interrogative question just to ask someone to repeat. Mm-hmm. For example, if you don't repeat, no, you don't understand someone speaking Italian, you can just say come, scusa,
mm-hmm.
And perfect. It implies you want a repetition.
Okay, so that's number one, come. Sì, let's do number two.
We already know dove.
Another very early one that we learned. Where do you live?
Sì, dove abiti.
Or where, from where are you? Where are you from?
Sì, di dove sei.
I just don't like finishing a sentence with a preposition.
Oops.
From where are you? Di dove sei. Or where do you come from?
Da dove vieni.
So there we've got di dove or da dove, but dove are question word, where.
Sì.
That one's straightforward.
Sì, sì, sì. It's very similar to English, I would say.
Let's go on to our third question word, which is...
E quando?
Quando?
Are you going to sing again?
No, I'm not singing this time, no. So, quando means when.
Sì. We have already seen in season one, quando apre il negozio, quando apre il museo.
So, quando meaning when... When does the shop open? When does the museum open? And so on.
Sì.
What else would we want to know about this?
Quando siete tornati dall'Italia.
When did you get back from Italy? When we're talking about opening times, we could also use an alternative at what time.
Sì, a che ora.
Okay, so that's kind of 3A and 3B with quando and a che ora.
Certo.
Okay. What's next?
E perché?
Mm-hmm, which is why, and it's also because.
Because, so two for the price of one.
Okay, so that's number four, perché.
Sì.
Give us some examples.
We have already seen, perché sei qui in Italia?
Why are you here in Italy? And of course, the answer to that would be, perché, non lo so.
Lavoro qui.
Lavoro qui, esatto, studio qui, o qualcosa
sì.
così.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so perché, why, but also because.
Because.
Okay, so far we've got four. We've got come, dove, quando, and a che ora, and also
perché.
What about some other types of... There are some different types of question words, aren't there?
Sì, these words which we have just seen, they are invariable, so there is only one form. But there are some other interrogative questions which change, which have different endings depending on the word which follows. Ad esempio, quale...
Which means?
Which.
Which, of course. So, quale. Give us an example.
E quale libro vuoi?
So which book do you want?
Sì, or quale torta vuoi?
Interesting, because torta there is feminine, libro is masculine. So which book do you want? Which cake do you want? But in both cases we're still using quale.
Quale.
But there's a plural form that
there's
changes.
There's a plural, sì. Quali.
So give us an example of quali.
Quali libri vuoi?
So which books do you want there?
Sì.
And equally we could say quali torte vuoi?
Esattamente.
If you're having more than one cake.
Mm.
Okay, so quale and quali are changing depending on whether they are singular or plural. Just like adjectives
sì,
change.
Sì.
And ultimately we're talking about an adjective question here,
sì,
yeah?
Sì, esatto.
What's the formal name?
Interrogative adjectives.
Interrogative adjectives is the posh name for them, yeah.
Sí.
Now, while we're talking about interrogative adjectives, dare I say it, we should also mention interrogative pronouns.
Oh, yes.
Because we've mentioned quali and quale, but quali and quale, they can run straight into a noun. So, as you said, quale libro, which book. But if you just use it on its own, it kind of becomes which one. Quale vuoi, which one do you want?
Sí.
Quali vuoi? Which ones do you want?
Sì, esatto.
So we've got this interrogative adjective use where
sì.
It's straight into a noun. Quale libro, quali torte, and so on. Or the interrogative pronoun, which one or which ones? Quali vuoi, quale vuoi?
Esatto, sì.
Good. Okay. Let's come back to our adjectives.
Okay.
Interrogative adjectives, because there's another one I can think of, and that would be...
Quanto?
Quanto, sì, certo. So, quanto, and again, because this is an adjective, it's going to be followed immediately by a noun. So, give us an example with quanto plus a noun.
Quanto... Quanto pollo mettiamo sulla pizza?
Mamma mia, I never thought I would hear Francesca asking that question. Well, we know her answer.
I want to know the right answer. Zero.
Zero, sì,
zero
sì,
pollo.
Zero pollo. So, quanto pollo? How much chicken do we put on the pizza?
Sì.
Quanto pollo? But we could equally use a feminine noun.
Sì, quanta mozzarella mettiamo sulla pizza?
How much mozzarella? Or what about how many? Because in English we change the much to many in
sì.
the plural, but it's still the same word in Italian, just with a different ending. How many peppers do we put on the pizza?
Sì, quanti peperoni mettiamo sulla pizza?
Just watch that. Peperoni, peperoni masculine plural. Quanti sì. peperoni? What about something that would be feminine plural?
Quante olive?
Quante olive? How many olives do we put on a pizza? So, quanti, quante, the plural versions, and quanto and quanta, the singular versions. All of these, of course, are interrogative adjectives.
Sì.
We had planned not to mention too much about interrogative adjectives and pronouns, but I actually think it helps. I think it helps our learners.
Sì, I think so too.
Okay, so we've got the adjective versions. Let's also talk about the pronoun versions of these. So, taking it to a basic level, we use quanto in a very, very common question we've seen many times.
Sì, quanto costa?
How much does it cost? And the how much there is kind of referring to how much money, how much expenditure is going to be involved.
Sì, quanto denaro.
So how much does it cost? Quanto there. But we can also use quanta, quanti, quante in this pronoun version of the interrogative pronoun. Give us another example there, Francesca.
Sì, ad esempio, imagine you are telling me that your American friends are coming to the party tonight, and I can ask you, quanti parlano italiano?
Okay, so there, how many of them, how many speak Italian? Quanti parlano italiano?
Sì.
How many speak Italian? We've not seen quanti amici parlano italiano, we're just saying quanti parlano italiano.
Sì, and if it's only female friends, amiche, then I would say quante parlano italiano.
Esatto. Okay, perfetto. So there we've got quale, quali, and then quanto, quanta, quanti, quante,
sì.
both of which are interrogative question words,
sì.
but they can be used as adjectives when there's a noun following, or as pronouns when there's no noun following, when they're standing for a noun. Now, there are some other question words that are very common.
Sì, there is also chi, which we mentioned, if you remember, in the previous episode.
Absolutely. So give us an example of chi.
Chi meaning who, ad esempio, chi è il presidente della Repubblica?
Okay, so who is the president of the Republic?
O con chi vai al cinema domani?
So combining chi with a preposition, con chi, with whom are you going to the cinema tomorrow, or who are you going to the cinema with tomorrow,
with?
If you want to do it that way. Okay, what about di chi?
Di chi? Ah, this is an interesting one. It means whose. So
in
to
English
talk about
whose?
Possession.
Yeah. So whose pen is this?
Di chi è questa penna?
Of whom is this pen?
Esatto.
Something like that.
Sì.
And to respond to that, I could say è di Fabio.
Sì.
It is of Fabio.
Esatto.
So it's Fabio's. È di Fabio.
Sì.
Okay. There's another question word that we've not really mentioned, and perhaps we've not mentioned it because in English it's really straightforward. In Italian's a little more complicated.
Sì, I think you mean che cosa.
Yep, or?
Or we can also say cosa, or we can also say che.
Of course, we've spoken about this many times in Coffee Break Italian, and it doesn't really matter which one you use. I would say that when you hear people around you using a particular one, then stick with that one. That's probably the safest way.
I would say probably in the center and in the south of Italy, people tend to use a che more often. Well, probably in the north, cosa is more popular, but there is not really a fixed rule for that. And in doubt, just use che cosa.
You're ticking all the boxes if you use che cosa. So how would you say, what do you do in your spare time?
Che cosa fai nel tempo libero?
Okay, or what did you do this summer?
Che cosa hai fatto quest'estate?
Okay, so che cosa, cosa, che. It's straightforward enough. Francesca, we've covered quite a number of question words.
Sì.
We've done come, we've done dove, quando, perché, quale, quali, quanto, quanta, quanti, quante, chi, di chi, che cosa, che. I think that's it.
Sì, 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 direi di sì.
I think that's enough for this summary of all these question words. And we're going to be practicing it more after the break with Ayla.
Sì, I'm looking forward to asking a lot of questions.
Because you're good at that.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bentornati. Welcome back. We are talking questions today, question words in particular, and we are now about to ask Ayla a question. Come è andata questa lezione, questa spiegazione di tutti questi interrogativi?
Sì, tutto bene.
I must say, I feel a bit guilty now asking all those questions. Sorry, Ayla. So
it's okay.
I'll give you the chance to ask me some questions now.
Okay, this, you can get your own back now. Try to be as curiosa as Francesca.
But I'll give you the hints. So okay. You cannot ask me any question you want. Okay.
Okay, so can you explain how this is going to work, Francesca?
Sì, I'm going to give Ayla some hints, some prompts, and I want Ayla to react to them by asking me a question.
Okay, so just practicing your question words, Ayla.
No problem.
Okay, off you go then.
Okay. Oh, un orologio nuovo.
Quanto costa?
Sì, costa 20 euro.
Okay. So just to go through there, Francesca said, oh, un orologio nuovo. I've got a new watch, a new clock. Ayla's asking, of course, how much did it cost or how much is it? And how much was it?
20 euro.
20 euro. 20 euros. Okay. Right. Next one.
Domani devo prendere l'aereo alle 7 di mattina.
Dove vai?
Vado a Berlino.
So tomorrow you're taking the plane at 7 in the morning and you're off to Berlino.
Sì.
Berlin. Okay. Let's keep going.
Ho perso le chiavi.
Quali?
Le chiavi dell'ufficio.
Okay. So I've lost the keys. Which ones? Thank you, Ayla. And the keys were the ones of the...
Office.
Office. Okay.
L'ufficio. Non vengo alla festa di Paolo.
Perché?
Perché vado alla festa di Luigi.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to Paolo's festa, your party, you're going to Luigi's party.
Sì.
Okay, let's go on.
Conosci Vinicio Capossela?
No, chi è?
È un famoso cantante italiano.
Ah, io non conosco neanch'io Vinicio Capossela.
È molto bravo, devi ascoltare alcune delle sue canzoni.
Faccio un po' di ricerca.
Bravissimo.
Ok.
Ho visto la nuova fidanzata di Michele.
Come?
Carina.
Ok, so you have seen the new girlfriend or Michele's new girlfriend?
Sì.
And she's Carina?
Carina, sì, sì.
Ok. Right, anymore?
Vieni con me al cinema.
Quando?
Domani sera.
Cosa vediamo?
È una sorpresa.
Ah. Okay, you can plan your cinema trip later on, but let's move straight to our translations today, because we've also still got a caffè culturale to fit in.
Allora, ho quattro traduzioni. I've got four translations for you, Ayla.
Okay,
and then we can go to the cinema. Okay, allora, how many children does your sister have?
Okay, so Ayla, give yourself some time to think. How many children? Think about your question word.
Okay.
Does your sister have? And remember, we can just use a simple verb in Italian.
Quanti figli ha tua sorella?
Bene, sì. Quanti figli ha tua sorella?
Good. Okay. Quanti figli? How many children? Quanti this time, because we're talking about figli a tua sorella. Okay.
Numero due. Which trousers do you prefer?
Okay. Let's see if you can work that one out. Which trousers do you prefer?
Quali pantaloni preferisci?
Bravissima, molto bene. Quali pantaloni preferisci? Ok. E numero tre, who is that person who works in the library?
Ooh, tricky one, Francesca.
Sorry, I've loaded this a bit too much.
Who is that person who works in the library? You've got two who's in there, but just be careful, okay?
I'll give it a go. Would it be chi è quella persona chi lavora in biblioteca?
Very good, Ayla, but I think your French is interfering a bit there.
No.
So let's just take the first bit. Who is that person?
Chi è quella persona?
Okay. And then your next word is the relative pronoun that we looked at last time. Which or that?
Okay,
that's it. It is who in English. We can say who in English, but we don't use it as we don't use chi as the relative pronoun there. Who is that person who works in the library? Chi è quella persona che lavora in biblioteca?
Bravissima. This was a hard one.
I must admit. Cattiva.
Sì.
Okay. Let's go on.
Okay, the last one. Why don't you try my lasagne? Because I'm vegetarian. So it's a question and an answer.
Okay, try the question, Ayla.
Perché non provi le mie lasagne?
Sì.
Brava. And the answer part, because I am a vegetarian?
Perché sono vegetariana.
Sì.
Brava.
Sì.
Okay.
O vegetariano maschile.
Certo. Sì. Two things there I'd like to pick up on, Ayla. Very well done. First of all, because I am a vegetarian. In English, we would normally say a. Certainly in the UK, we'd probably say I am a vegetarian. But in Italian, you don't need the a. Perché sono vegetariana or vegetariano.
Sì.
And the other thing that I was very impressed with was the fact that you said my lasagne. You remembered that lasagne is plural in Italian, and therefore my lasagne would be le mie lasagne. Bravissima.
Brava, Ayla.
Okay, it's time to move to our caffè culturale, and in this one, tell us what you're talking about, Francesca.
Sì, I'm going to talk about sayings or idiomatic expressions in Italian.
Perfetto.
With the relative pronoun chi.
Wonderful, okay, well, take it away.
Benvenuti ad un nuovo caffè culturale. Two episodes ago, in lesson 23, we introduced the relative pronoun chi, and we also said that chi is used in a lot of Italian sayings. If you remember, we mentioned, for example, chi dorme non piglia pesci, literally, those who sleep don't catch any fish, or the early bird catches the worm. We also mentioned chi va piano, va sano e va lontano, literally those who go slowly, go far and get there safely. Slow and steady wins the race. Chi rompe paga, you break it, you bought it. Personally, I think that sayings are such a beautiful aspect of languages. They add some flavor to any interaction, and it's certainly great when non-native speakers can use them to impress their Italian friends. Per questo motivo ho scelto per voi alcuni dei miei modi di dire preferiti italiani, some of my favorite Italian sayings, to help you take your Italian to the next level. Let's begin our journey from Rome. Chi va a Roma perde la poltrona, literally those who go to Rome lose their armchair, is used to describe the unpleasant feeling of finding our chair or seat taken by someone else once we have left it. If you are lucky enough to have a very special friend, you can certainly say that chi trova un amico trova un tesoro. A friend is a treasure. But if your friend betrays you and you have decided to take revenge, then you could warn him or her by saying chi la fa l'aspetti, what goes around comes around, in a negative sense. Or I think I've heard if you do the crime, you'll do the time. Siamo tutti d'accordo che nella vita bisogna correre qualche rischio. We need to take some risks. And an Italian saying is there to remind us that chi non risica, non rosica, no pain, no gain, or nothing ventured, nothing gained. And this is personally one of my favorite sayings. Beh, che carini tutti questi modi di dire, vero? Well, if you don't say anything, it means you are in agreement. Chi tace acconsente. Silence gives consent. Allora, cosa pensate di questi modi di dire? Vi piacciono? Well, you could get together with your friends to study them, but don't forget that chi fa da sé fa per tre. The work done by someone alone is worth the work of three. However, if you meet up with like-minded people, it could be a good opportunity to get to know someone interesting, perché chi si assomiglia si piglia. Birds of a feather flock together. Anyway, no matter how you decide to learn the new sayings, just do it with pleasure and dedication, as chi ben comincia è già a metà dell'opera. A good start is half the battle. Va bene, è tutto per questo caffè culturale. Spero che vi sia piaciuto scoprire questi simpatici modi di dire. And if you know more, please share them with us on Facebook.
Benissimo. I do think that these phrases, these expressions do color your language, and I think it's so important to try to use these. I would suggest to our listeners, learn two or three of them and wait for the opportunity to say them. And when you do say them, you will make an Italian speaker very happy indeed.
Sicuramente.
That is it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you've learned lots about different question words and indeed some really useful expressions that Francesca's shared with us in our Caffè Culturale. Now, there's more content, there's more practice of all of this in our bonus materials, and that includes our bonus video, the bonus audio materials, and of course the lesson notes. And you can find out about all of that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget to visit us on Facebook and practice your Italian. That's at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And as you know, you can find us on Twitter at learnitalian. And if you would like to find out what happens behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages, search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
È tutto per oggi, grazie a tutti e arrivederci.
A presto, ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.